Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we hear the words of Holy Scripture tell of things that are amazing. So amazing, sometimes we struggle with comprehending that these events actually really did happen. Your hand does move human history according to your will. Your wonders break into people's lives, break into our lives. Do wonders in our hearts. Fill us with hope and expectation as you work your wonders here and through faith in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Malachi. Messenger of Yahweh is what the name means, or more simply put, my messenger. Words of prophecy spoken, both with judgment and with promise. The exiles had returned to Jerusalem from Persia. The temple had been rebuilt, but was simple and smaller and just a mere shadow of the grandeur of the temple Solomon built. Temple sacrifices had been restored, but the hearts of the people were wandering again. More returned from exile, along comes Nehemiah, sent by the Persian king to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and govern the land. It was during this time, around 440 to 400 BC, that these words recorded in Malachi were spoken and written down. Words of warning to return to the Lord their God. Words of God's justice and promise of restoration through a Messiah to come. You will know when the Messiah is coming because one will be sent before him. Then 400 or so years of silence. 400 years of silence from the Lord. No prophecies, nothing but a promise to hold on to. Malachi 3, see, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before you. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking to come will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. And then the Old Testament concludes with the end of Malachi chapter 4. It concludes with a promise. Malachi 4 verses 5 and 6. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Then 400 years. Silence. No word from the Lord. Wait. 100 years go by. Another 100 years. Wait. Wait. Keep waiting as the years add up. Still silence from the Lord. Come on, Zechariah, you'll be late. Don't want to miss your division's turn on duty in the temple. My dear Elizabeth, you know that I won't forget. The Lord is good, and I love serving the Lord. Yes, dear, but hurry up. You're not as young as you used to be. Neither you, my dear wife. All these years, you have been good to me. But I have not given you a son. I have not given you a daughter. I love you, Elizabeth. I love you too, Zechariah. Now hurry up. And off they go to the temple together. Zechariah, do you think this time you'll offer the incense? Only the Lord knows. As we always do, we'll cast lots and the Lord chooses. There are many priests in the division of Abiah. I'll be chosen when the Lord chooses me, no sooner, no later. My dear husband, you are getting old. And all these years you have not been chosen. Soon you'll be too old to serve. Maybe this time? Only the Lord knows. Now hush. Join the other women in worship and I'll go join my division. I love you, dear Elizabeth. I love you. Time passes in worship. Lots are cast. And Zechariah is chosen for this once-in-a-lifetime holy service, to enter the holy place, to burn the incense before the holy God. Get ready. Prepare. Prepare everything properly, for the Lord is holy, and the place is holy. With grateful heart and solemnity, enter into that sacred, holy place. Prayers are lifted up by the worshipers. Words to the Lord our God. Worship fills the temple mount and all around. All calling upon the Lord, will you answer? Zechariah, gripped with fear, Zechariah tries to speak. Who are you? I serve the Almighty, and the Almighty sent me to you. Don't be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. My prayers? Yes, your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Give him the name John. He will be a joy to you in your old age. He'll be great in the sight of the Lord, and many will rejoice at your son's birth. My son's birth? Raise him as a Nazarite. No wine or fermented drink. Your son will be filled with the Holy Spirit from birth. My son? He will lead many in Israel back to the Lord their God. I will have a son. The spirit of power of Elijah will be on him to turn hearts and prepare the people for the Lord. I'll have a son in my old age. My son. The spirit of Elijah. The prophecy of Malachi. My son. The Messiah is coming, and my son is to prepare the way. I'll have a son. I'm old. My wife is old and barren. How can I be sure of this? How can I know this will come to be?
The angel proclaims, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I have been sent to you to tell you this good news. You have not believed. You will be silent till all comes to pass. You will not speak because you did not believe the words I spoke to you until all is fulfilled. Zechariah was in the holy place much, much too long. The priests and other worshipers were wondering what was happening. When they saw Zechariah come from the holy place, they knew something happened. They could see it in his countenance. Zechariah exclaiming to them, moving his mouth and no words came out, gesturing with his arms and hands, trying to communicate what happened, what really did happen. Do you fully realize what took place? Do you grasp what is happening? Listen carefully. The 400 years of silence from the Lord is over. And more than that, pay close attention. The promise of Malachi of the Messiah is happening. The time has come, and Zechariah, as priest of the house of Aaron,
would have understood exactly the angel Gabriel was saying about his son and preparing the way for the Messiah. God worked through the lots cast that day so Zechariah would be greeted by the messenger of God. Zechariah would be the one the 400 years of silence would come to conclusion with a promise that in the coming months a son would be conceived and born to him and Elizabeth. Name him John, which means Yahweh is gracious. John is to be raised as a Nazarite, which means set apart unto the Lord. The magnificence of the appearance, the greatness of the word spoken would make anyone afraid. Do not be afraid. Reassuring words for Zechariah and reassuring words for you this day. Do not be afraid. The Lord is gracious. The Lord fulfills his word. The Lord answers prayer. Your prayers will be answered, all of them, at the Lord's timing, in the Lord's way. So do not be afraid. The news of the world, or the news from a doctor, or the news from a friend may send you spinning. But the Lord knows all and is working all to his glory. What you are experiencing can bring glory to God and can bring the glory of God into your life. Do not be afraid. As an old man and an old woman, Zechariah and Elizabeth spent a lifetime praying for a child and no answer came. Through the years, Zechariah and Elizabeth lived faithfully, upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and regulations. Their hearts were that way. There was such goodness in their hearts that even when their most heartfelt deep prayer went unanswered, they trusted the Lord and lived accordingly, faithfully to the Lord. Then, in the Lord's timing, the Lord answered their prayer as an answer to a greater prayer of Israel. And with even greater purpose for Israel and all people. Life is not about you or your extended family. It is about the Lord writing his will and grand purpose through history and through you. Be sensitive to what the Lord is doing in your life and those around you. Nurture the attitude of faith and believing the amazing testimony recorded in the Holy Scripture. Even when your prayers seem unanswered, trust the Lord. Even when pain and suffering happens and the Lord appears silent, trust the Lord. Do not be afraid. Seek the Lord. The Lord who breaks into history and redeems. Seek the Lord whose power is unknowable. Seek the Lord in all things. Do not be afraid. We still live in a broken world. Sin and disease, evil and wickedness still do nasty things, hurting and breaking people. Even in the face of anguish from these, do not be afraid. The promised messenger John prepared the way. The promised Messiah, Jesus, has come to show how gracious and compassionate God truly is, forgiving sin, redeeming souls, preparing a place for all who believe, a place in heaven. What this means is this: there is hope. Hope for you. Do not be afraid. Be filled with hope. Be filled with hope. For the Lord your God keeps his promises and fulfills his word. Amen. And amen.